Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Have you ever been in this situation? I've been on both sides, where we've had somebody say something to us when we're struggling or grieving or just going through a hard time that feels completely dismissive. Yeah, I've been on both sides. I've received it and I've done it, right? So let's talk about the things we shouldn't say to someone who's going through grief, a hard time, or is struggling with a situation. You know, we often open our mouths to someone who is struggling to ease the discomfort. And we often end up in this big empathetic fail instead. Why? Why is this? Well, that's because we are trying to actually, you know, cease our discomfort, not theirs. It's our discomfort that we're feeling in the situation because we actually don't know what to say. We actually don't know, honestly, what to do. And it's never, never a pretty situation when, you know, someone's really good intentions and response to someone ends up only hurting them or discrediting, dismissing, or discounting that person's grief or pain. When someone we care about is in this struggle, we often tend to want to find the easiest and quickest fix we possibly can think of for them instead of just sitting in this dump discomfort. You know, instead of just sitting in this discomfort with them when we're uncomfortable, we just end up saying things that do not help.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When we end up saying things that do not help, like are these following phrases, so Let's talk about phrases or things to try to avoid. And they are things like, everything happens for a reason. Oh, we've all heard that. I think many of us have said it. Anything starting with the phrase, at least. Well, at least. Or anything that tries to explain or take away someone else's pain, we often have to try to explain it to someone. Or there must be something that you needed to learn from this. And then there's anything that is advice giving. You should do this, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, these are all things that end up just really discounting and discrediting someone else's grave suffering or pain. So how do we help in these situations? It's just to be present with a person. Presence in grief is all that is needed, because we're there and we're feeling
with people. No words are often needed. And if we do feel that we need to say words, perhaps it can be something like, "I'm here whenever you might want to talk." We're not offering unsolicited words to someone. You know, and so when you think about these hard times, and when you have gone through them, what made you feel better? I know for me, it was just having the people I care about near me, being empathetic and in total presence with me. They never needed to say a word. Their presence was all the love that I needed. And they didn't have to acknowledge it. And neither did I, because their presence said it all. So perhaps next time, when anyone, a stranger or someone you care about, is going through a tough time, that we remember we don't have to fix it. We don't have to offer the easiest thing possible for somebody to get through it. Because it's our discomfort we're feeling when we do that. All we need to do is show up in presence for someone. Thanks so much. I'd love to hear from you and what you think of this episode or any you've heard. You can reach out to me at Heidi@lovewideopen.com. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.